Well, good morning, everybody. Good afternoon to some of you. There's maybe only a few of you that are good evening, but welcome back. This is a special Friday webinar, and we're on a roll here. Yesterday, we were doing a webinar that basically was already solved by what WordPress core developers were doing. This webinar was a lot larger in scope when I originally was building this training. But because of what WordPress has done, the core developers that's now live on many of your WordPress sites, error messages and broken websites are becoming less and less of an issue. And we're going to take a look at that. But before we take a look at other types of error messages and how to fix it, we're going to be dealing with this. You should be looking at the horrid 500 internal server error. This is normally you will only see like a five, if you're using Internet Explorer or something else, you'll literally see a dead page that looks like it says 500 server error. It looks just so bad. Now, my web server does have some protection that's built in terms of there's constant logging that's going on, and it will tell me where to go look for it. All servers have server logs, but you have different types of server logs. You have everything from slow PHP, slow script, access logs, access errors, PHP errors, Apache errors. So a lot of times, unless we are familiar with where server logs go, we could spend hours just searching through log files to try and figure out why we are getting the 500 server error. Ignore the fact that this is actually telling me where, because most servers aren't going to tell you where to go find it. But what I will tell you is if you ever experience a 500 internal server error, it only goes really one place. And the 500 server errors are pretty much all Apache errors. You get a different type of a 500 error if you're using only Nginx or a Microsoft thing. Those servers handle their error logs slightly different. But since the majority of most servers out there, especially WordPress, run Apache server, you are going to be looking for this exact thing. You're looking for the Apache error log. Now, I wanted to make it simple for you. So I'm going to share a different screen. So we're going to be jumping around to different things. I am changing the share screen. So you should now be looking at Coda. And I have gone into the server logs of WP Dev Camp, and I've pulled up the proper error log. Now, I've not refreshed this because I know it's probably building, the server log's growing because people have been trying to access WP Dev Camp. But what we are looking for in a server log, especially if it's a 500 server error, look for the last message that you will see. So sometimes you may have to scroll. But the other thing we are looking for is we are looking for some type of indication where in the world is our issue. Now, this might be tricky for you. You might say, oh, I know where it is because it says there's a referrer. Can you guys see this or do I need to zoom in slightly? Just to make it easier. There we go. We'll zoom in. So you might think to yourself, I am smart. I have figured it out. There's a referrer from WP Dev Camp, WP Admin, index.php. So that's where it is. So you go visit that page and there is nothing wrong. In fact, there is nothing on that page. It's just simply a blank PHP page. You're like, oh, how'd that happen? Well, we need to go back in and look at the prior. Now, Sherry, these are the server logs of my server. Your server logs may be in a different location. The way ServerPilot and DigitalOcean sets up their server logs, it's accessible if you are using like Coda or some FTP editor. You can access both the live area as well as the log area in the same location. If you're using something like cPanel or something else, you're going to want to find the Apache error logs because there are different types of error logs. Does that help? Okay, so if you work in FTP, normally, here, let me put it this way. Normally what you're going to have is you'll have a root directory where your user account is, and it will normally split things off into your log files go here, all your sites go into this apps. It's normally one or two levels up. So you can just kind of, if I were to say, all right, here's my different domains, I go up one level, you'll probably find a log file area. Now, once you find that, don't ever look at the referrers. Basically, this is what caused the error, or this is what triggered the error. So we want to go back a little bit further and say, oh, it's the HT access file. So now if you never watched this webinar and you just want to go through and trying to find your stuff, okay, we can identify that the HT access file is causing our issues. Now let me jump back here. I'm gonna swap back and forth with different windows so you should see. Okay, so we're back here looking at our error log. In today's server world, it's like 99.9992% of the time, your 500 server error is going to be in your HT access file. That's where it occurs. That's where it fires. And you'll see why, because WordPress used to kick off a whole bunch of 500 server errors, but it doesn't anymore. And we'll play around with that in just a moment. All right, so just so you know, if you see this, you don't have to go searching for your server log. Just go directly to your HT access file. So let me pop this back up. I need to change back over to Coda to show you this. Okay, so we're back over here in Coda. And it's told us, oh, it's in the HT access file. What we're looking for is what happened. I expected a close if statement, but I only saw a closed if module. Now, this is where our logical brains need to kick into gear. If the server is expecting an if statement, a closing if statement, what do we expect to find in the site? An opening if statement. If it found a closing if module, it should find an opening if module. So this is where it gets a little tricky. This is basically saying where it ran into issues. So let's come back over here. Let me zoom this up and say, you know what? It found an if module. That's what it said. So if we keep going up, we can see, oh, it didn't open an if module. It opened an if statement with module mod rewrite. So the server error is because it started an if statement, but the if statement never ended. Now, if you're used to looking at WordPress, you know that there is only an if module that exists in the WordPress HTAccess, the default HTAccess file. We can just make sure that there's an if module and closing. We always want to make sure. This is the big thing that happens with a lot of HTAccess files. We open something and we forget to close it, or we close it with something else. So all I have to do is save that and go back to our site. Boom, boom. We have fixed our 500 server error. The other thing to do, most of you will not have such a, I just showed you a window of it being fixed. Let me actually flip back over here. I need to remember that for today's webinar, we are flipping back and forth between share screens. Okay, so the server is back. The website is back. I just hit refresh, and because we've solved that if module, we know that we have a good site. All right, so let's just quick go back to Coda. Some of you are going to have much larger htaccess files. So what I recommend doing is if you ever get a 500 server error on a WordPress site, I'm going to go over to our WP Dev Camp. All right, so let's, so you see this. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to duplicate the htaccess file that has the issue. So you copy it, save it, do whatever you want. That way we can diagnose it later. This is the default WordPress htaccess file. I would encourage you to make this as a snippet. If you've never seen this, go to a brand new WordPress install, save the permalinks, and then go check the htaccess file, and whatever is in there is your default WordPress setting. So what I would do is I would save it in some file on your computer, in your snippet directory, in something, so that all you have to do is come in here and say, boom, I've created a new htaccess file. Well, let me do this. Yeah. Hold on. Yes. Here's our copy. Here's the copy. Here's the new one that we're going to write. And we just save that. Well, I have a bunch of it. Let me close all these because I want to make sure I'm pulling the right one. Okay. So we've got our copy. Here's our old one. And we're going to overwrite with the default WordPress htaccess. This will get your WordPress site back up and running. At that point, we can then go in and start to diagnose the copied htaccess file. So a lot of times there may be some security stuff in there, caching information, other stuff that we can slowly start adding stuff back in, whether it's adding it using a plugin to insert that information, like you actually have a caching plugin that will auto write to your htaccess file. So I would recommend that this, the default thing that goes in WordPress, and again, remember, you can always go get a brand new one, is I would say have a new site. You could even do from a local host. Come over to permalinks, pick the thing that you normally do, hit save changes, and that will update your htaccess file. Or because if you don't have an htaccess file, it will create it. So the reason why it's called a 500 server access, I believe it was simply that the server has stopped running. And it ran into an issue that the server can't do anything. It can't render anything, can't do anything. A lot of the codes have no correlation with their number. Yes, the 300s deal with redirections. 400s are things that can't be found or access. 400s can also be access issues. 500 are basically your server is dying. It can't move because your instructions have caused it to fail. So you can actually look that up. You will find that, yes, there are 100 codes. There's 200 codes. Those are not really used from a user level interaction with the server. It's not until we get to the 300s for redirections. The 400s can't find access capabilities. 500 is, and then beyond that, we're not really using those unless you're writing custom errors. All right, but let's talk about why WordPress has improved our life. It's this. I know some of you may be afraid of touching code in WordPress because you are afraid, what if I forget the semicolon? Save. This used to cause server errors. Like the entire website would crash. Now, guess what? We have a message that says, yes, there's a critical error on your website. Wait, are you guys looking at the browser? Let me check. I think I'm sharing the wrong screen. I am. Okay, I crashed the website. So now you get to look at the new crash-sensitive screen of WordPress. This is a good thing. Because something else happened behind the scenes. How many of you have experienced this yet? I hope not many of you have experienced this, because I hope to instill confidence in you. There is something going on behind the scenes. That's right. You will have received an email. Let me grab the email. Please give me the email. Ah, there we go. Sometimes it takes one or two tries and then it will, because sometimes it will try and fix. Okay. I'm going to show you this email that just arrived. So I'm going to share the screen so you can all see the greatness of what we get to experience now. Where's my email? Here. Okay. You should all be looking at the email that now comes. So since WordPress 5.2, the moment a crashing element that causes a server error where we can't do anything, the site is broken, the admin email account gets an update, gets an email that does multiple things. One, it tells you where the error was. Ah, it's in your child theme. Oh, it's in that plugin. It's in this. But what if you're like, oh man, what? But I don't have access to my FTP. What I need, I just have to get back into the site. WordPress now has a recovery mode that is only enabled from this location, from this email. And it's only, the link expires in one day. And after I click the link and I fix it, that link is dead. I'll show you that in just a moment. Notice how I not only also get error details, it tells me line 7 of this file is causing the issue. So I now can click on my, let me click on my recovery. Oops, I've just now lost all my windows. Here we are. Click on the link. And I'm going to, let me swap the window so you can now see something is different with WordPress. You are in recovery mode. There's a big red exit recovery mode. Do not click this until you have solved the issue. We actually have a broken site, but we are now back in to the website. And since we know it's the theme that is having the issue, I can come over to my theme editor, come over to my theme functions file and say, line 7, I forgot the semicolon. The theme is broken. Let's update that file. File updated successfully. We can, at this point, check, is the site loading? The site is loading. And now, if we feel like we've now fixed it, we can refresh on this. Now, it will still say it's broken because we haven't been able to test it. I'm going to exit because I know we fixed our issue. We can exit the recovery mode. And even we can exit it there. Our site is now back up. Now, let me swap and share you the email again. Let's go back to that email. This is a nice security thing. So I'm grabbing this email that we're all looking at. I've already fixed the error and I've exited the recovery mode. So now when I close to kind of check this, or I click the recovery mode, this is what the screen says. Recovery mode not initialized. That link has expired. It is not usable anymore because that error has been fixed. It's logged to that key that's in that link. Now, if the error occurs again, you'll get a new email, which gives you an access to the recovery mode. So WordPress, anything that breaks with WordPress that is not the htaccess file, WordPress has a protection built in that you as the administrator or whatever administrator account is on here, if in the settings, this, whatever the administrator's email address, this is what will get the recovery email. It's a very powerful tool that now you can feel a little more comfortable that, you know, if the site does go down or something happens with the WordPress site or it crashes or something else, you will get a recovery link that will get you right back in. Let's say you updated a WordPress plugin that broke your site because it wasn't compatible with that version of PHP or something. You'll get the site will put up that little message and you will get a recovery email. You can click on it and then you get in and you can deactivate the plugin and your site's back up. Almost zero debugging is needed. And in that email, it will tell you everything about the error, where to find it, what line. It's going to make your life easier in all sorts of error bugging issues. So if the htaccess file takes care of almost every single 500 internal error, all we need to have is a backup of the default WordPress htaccess settings. Save that in your code snippet or someplace where you can have access to, so you can always replace it. Then you can deal with that. The only other thing, really, that causes issues in 500 server errors is when your server is so overwhelmed. And I'm going to bring up, let me zoom in. We're going to bring up, let me share a different screen. Go back to Coda. Okay, so here we are in the WP config file. The only other thing is going to be your server ran out of memory, of RAM. So what we have to do is make sure that you are giving WordPress enough memory limit, depending on your server. And remember when we did this, the default server only gives you 8 megs. That's why a lot of WordPress sites will start to raise this to 64 to 128. Because I have a dedicated server, a cloud server on DigitalOcean, all my sites are at 256 because I've got the space for it. They're all not going to be pulling that power that amount of RAM at the same time. But this is the other thing. If for whatever reason you set the 500, you set the htaccess file back to default and you still are in that 500 error, go slap a much higher memory limit on your WP config file. So, and at that point, if those two things do not work, really, the only other option is looking for a better host. because we're going to find that if it's something other than an HD access file or a memory overload, you're going to be experiencing a lot more problems from the server itself. So now that you have that knowledge, I would say many of you should feel more confident in being able to figure out what happens when something goes wrong, because WordPress will tell you where it is in that recovery email. And then 500 server errors are just the HT access file or memory. If it's something else, you don't want to be on that server because it's not worth your time. I hope that helps. I told you it was going to be a shorter webinar, short and sweet and to the point. And unless there are any other questions, I will get this replay uploaded into the library. And I hope you all have a great Friday, rest of the Friday, and a weekend. And again, this is another indication of the quality things that are going into WordPress, like these error crash reports, recovery systems. I'm always happy when useful things get put into WordPress core. So take care, have a great rest of the day, and I will put this final thing up. If anybody runs into major security issues or server issues, feel free to reach out into our community. We have a number of people who feel more confident in those areas, and I'm sure things can be worked out in making sure that all of us are able to serve our clients to the best of our abilities. Take care, everybody, and have a great weekend.